Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of the DC Daily Drop. We are a brand new daily podcast focusing on DC comics, movie, TVs, and comic books. My name is Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And today we're just going to talk about sort of why we're doing this podcast and what we hope to do with it. We're both big fans of DC Comics. We're fans of comic books and superheroes in general, you know, with Marvel and Valiant and everything. I think we both tend to lean towards DC, but, you know, we're fans of all of it. And we've decided to talk just about DC just because there's a lot going on in comic book worlds in general. I mean, comic books and comic book movies have never been more popular. And it's tough just to keep up with one company. So I think to start off with, we're just going to talk about why we're fans of DC quickly. Why are you a fan, Zach?
It started when I was a kid, probably 9 or 10 years old. I would go to the library with my sister, and we would read the comic books that they had there. They would normally get the new issues in, so they had a pretty good selection. I read all kinds of different comics, but the ones that I think I came back to the most and enjoyed the most were Batman, Superman, and Green Lantern. So all DC titles. I also watched Batman Beyond, the animated series, when I was a kid too, and really enjoyed that and seeing Batman that way. And then you actually got me into Smallville a while ago, and so I sped watched all 10 of those seasons.
Binged them quick.
Oh yeah. And then the DC movie started coming out, and so like Man of Steel, I really enjoyed, and Batman vs. Superman. And I recently just started watching The Flash, so I'm getting caught up on that too.
The TV series, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're sort of new to the world of TV that's been going on in the post-Smallville years. It's really exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my background is that I always knew about the DC characters, and I think it had to be because of the Super Friends cartoons, which I didn't watch live, but I must have caught reruns growing up because I have this knowledge of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, Aquaman, and all the villains. And I had a general knowledge of them, even though I didn't read any comics growing up or anything like that. I did have a few comics growing up, but that was at a time when everybody thought they would be worth money one day. So I didn't actually read them. I just collected them at the time. But, you know, so from there, I'd always considered myself a fan, but I was never really hardcore into it. And then in the middle of Smallville's run, my brother has always been a big Superman fan, and he let me borrow his old DVDs, and I caught up to that pretty quick, and then watched the last 5 seasons or so live with it and became a huge fan. And that's what really got me into the world of DC and became a full-time fan. You know, I'd seen some of Lois and Clark growing up and some of the movies, you know, I'd caught those on reruns, but Smallville is what really made me a hardcore fan. And now, you know, I'm a big fan of everything that they're doing, movies and TVs and comics. I think that's really why we're doing it, because we're fans of really everything that DC is doing. I know some people prefer different versions of characters than the other, you know, with the big example being like The Flash and Superman, because there's a Flash TV show that's going into its 3rd season. There's a new Flash in the movies. Most people like to compare them and everything, but that's not really something we're going to do, because I think we're both fans of both versions.
Yeah,
right.
That's definitely true.
I like everything I've seen from Grant Gustin, and I've liked everything I've seen from Ezra Miller, and I'm excited to see more. So I like that there's different interpretations of the characters. I think that's what makes them so special. You know, I mean, just thinking of the dozens of writers and artists who have done Superman comics since he debuted in 1938. And all the different TV shows and movies he's appeared in.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really what makes it such a cool concept to me. You know, they're not just movies or TVs. They're in everything and open to interpretation.
Yeah. And there's things you can do in movies that you can't do in TV shows and vice versa. And I think they're doing a real good job of handling that.
Yeah, it's kind of silly to compare. I mean, we've had 46 hours of Flash TV with Grant Gustin, and we've had maybe 46 seconds
right. With
Ezra Miller, and we're trying to compare. I mean, TV and movies are just totally different mediums where you can focus on different things. So I think you can enjoy both without having to like one more than the other.
Yeah.
So I guess we're just going to run down sort of the current state of DC Comics in general. Zach, you want to get started with just running through the movies there?
Yeah, so things are getting pretty busy in DC's movie universe, cinematic universe, I should say. They're having 2 live-action films per year, and they're going to bump that up to 3 starting in 2018. And then 2016 was also a pretty busy movie, or pretty busy year for animated films. There were 6 of those, and then 2 Lego Justice League films. The animated films, we had Batman Bad Blood, Justice League versus Teen Titans, Batman The Killing Joke, DC Superhero Girls Hero of the Year, Batman Unlimited Mech versus Mutants, and Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders. And then the 2 Lego movies were Cosmic Clash and Gotham City Breakout.
Yeah, so that's a lot to keep up with just right there. Oh, yeah. All the animation and you know, 2 movies a year, obviously Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad this year, which both did really well financially. And we've just got more movies coming with Wonder Woman and Justice League next year.
Yeah.
On the TV side, this is sort of where it gets really crazy. There's currently 8 DC or Vertigo TV shows going on, which, if you don't know, Vertigo is a division of DC Comics, and it's insane, really, how many there are now, and there's more coming. Right now, we've got Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, iZombie, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Lucifer, and Preacher, all going on. Of course, Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow are on the same network, and they're gonna have a big crossover coming up in November. Another show, Powerless on NBC, that had a pilot ordered, and that's supposed to debut mid-season as a comedy, which will sort of be nice to see something new from DC. And then there's also 3 more TV shows that have been ordered to pilot. Scalped, which is based on a Vertigo comic. Krypton, which is based on Superman's grandfather. And Black Lightning, based on the comic book character, which recently got a pilot ordered at Fox. On the animation side, there's 2 animated cartoons going on. Teen Titans Go and Justice League Action, which debuts next month. And then there's also some web series. Freedom Fighters The Ray is going to debut next year. And Vixen, those are both in the Arrow and Flash universe. And DC Supergirls is like YouTube shorts for aimed at young girls. On the comic book side, DC and really comic books in general are doing great right now. Last month was a 20-year high for comic book circulation, which is just crazy to think about, you know.
Yeah.
You'd think with all the other distractions out there, it wouldn't be doing so well, but it's really kicking it. And a big part of that is DC Universe Rebirth, which they did, which started this past May. It's sort of their new relaunch of titles. It's not a reboot. We won't get into that too much, but it's been very successful, both financially and critically. There's been 21 issues that have received multiple printings, 60 issues sold over 100,000 copies. And 11 issues sold over 200,000 copies, which, you know, if you don't know much about comics, those are big numbers.
Yeah. And was it last month that they had 11 of the top 12 selling issues that month?
Yeah, something like that. DC did very well last month. Really, since Rebirth has taken over, they've been sitting the best they have in years in terms of market share and critical reception. So that's another exciting thing.
Yeah.
I guess now we'll talk a little bit about the sort of the show formalities and what our goals are. We decided to do a daily news show because, well, we just wanted to try it out. We don't want to have long episodes. You know, we're not going to hold you for 2 hours every day, but we want to cover all the news. And sometimes in a weekly podcast or monthly podcast, it's sort of tougher to keep up with, and it's old news by the time you're hearing about it. But I think our goal is to keep them around, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. We don't want to waste your time, but we want to cover all the important news. So we're not going to report on really unimportant facts, but we want to hit all the highlights of the day, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously with it being daily, some days there are no news. So on days like that, we'll have review episodes or listener feedback questions or something like that. We won't make those super long either, but that's sort of our current plans for that. You know, that's subject to change, but that's sort of what we're looking at right now. Mm-hmm. And also mixed in, we'll have whenever new content comes out, we'll have longer review episodes. So, you know, I know Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders is coming out in theaters, the animated film. We're going to go see that. We'll probably have a long review after that.
Yeah.
And we'll probably review the Batman 66 movie before that, you know. So those will be longer, not, you know, 2 hour episodes probably, but we'll go dive a little deeper in on the new stuff. Really, other than that, you know, our goal is to be factually accurate. I think we're, you know, it should go without saying, but in today's world, you know, people who are doing podcasts are usually doing this as a hobby. You know, it's a chance for a couple friends to be able to talk to each other about something they care about. But, you know, if you're doing that, you should be, if you're reporting news, you should be try to be factually accurate. And there's a lot of great podcasts that do that. I'm not throwing shade at anyone, but, you know, I know some just throw numbers or rumors out as facts, and that's something we want to avoid. I'm sure we'll make mistakes time to time, but if we do, you know, you can call us out on that.
Definitely.
Yeah, so we definitely want to have so our primary thing is going to be the news and reviews of current events, but we'll also have some analysis of stuff that's going on, and I think predictions and speculations are something we'd like to do a little bit, don't you think, Zach?
Yeah. But it's just like you said, we're not going to just throw those out as fact. We'll make sure that we preface that with, this is just something that we think may happen and based on what's
going on. Blind speculation.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, so sometimes that, you know, that's a fun, sometimes the most fun part of being a fan is sort of predicting where things are going to go and what we'd like to see. And I know people like hearing that. I like hearing that. So we're definitely going to mix that in quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's it for today. Stop back tomorrow. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you've got any feedback or questions or topics that you want to go over, you can reach us at podcast@dcdailydrop.com, and you can find us at Twitter @dcdailydrop and facebook.com/dcdailydrop. Yeah, if you've got any questions, any feedback, anything like that, let us know. We're both new to podcasting, so I'm sure there will be some rough parts in the beginning, you know, both technically and with content. But, I mean, we're going to try to do as best as we can and hopefully improve as we go. So, but again, we're open to feedback, and yeah, we're hoping to make a really good DC podcast for fans.
Yeah, this is a really exciting time to be a fan of DC, just to be a fan of comics in general, but
really the best time.
Yeah. It's crazy the kind of things that you can see on screen. Like if you went back even a few years and told somebody they were going to see a Suicide Squad movie and it was going to be one of the top 50 blockbusters of all time, they would tell you were insane.
that's like almost doesn't even make sense. We're just so spoiled right now.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the 8 TV shows, probably the year after Smallville went off the air, any of those 8 would have been my favorite show. And now it's impossible to keep up with all of them.
Oh yeah.
It's, you know, you can't even watch all of them all. You can't even watch them all live. So it's, it's very exciting. And yeah, we're both excited. So if you've got any feedback, let us know. We hope you like what you're listening to and subscribe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.